prayers this afternoon that the Lord would accompany His Word, because without the Spirit of God, we waste our time, aren't we?
Yes.
It takes the Spirit of the Lord to open up our hearts and to anoint His Word, and I trust that each one of us, when we leave here this afternoon, will be challenged and encouraged to draw closer to God and be about the business that God would have us be about. I'd like to begin in Colossians in the first chapter. Colossians chapter 1, we'll begin reading with the 12th verse. It says, "Giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness, and hath translated us into the kingdom of His dear Son, in whom we have redemption through His blood, even the forgiveness of sins, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature." Now this is speaking of no other than Jesus Christ, isn't it? And he goes on to say then, "For by Him," now this is "for by Jesus Christ, were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by Him and for Him. And He is before all things, and by Him all things consist." Take note of the next verse. "And He is the head of the body," the church, "who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things He might have the preeminence. For it pleased the Father that in Him should all fullness dwell." I am thankful for that this afternoon. And you know that this word that we've read this afternoon is still the same today? It is still should be this. That Jesus Christ is the head of the church. He is the head of the body. And if you find any other body where Christ is not the head, that is not the body of Christ. It does not matter what name is on the outside, but where Christ is not the head, that is not His body. The body of Christ, then, has only one head as well. The head of Christ, the head has one body, but folks, there's not a two-headed body running around. The body of Christ has one head, and the head is Jesus Christ. And that is a body where Jesus Christ has the preeminence in all things. That means then that we are not reserving a little part to ourselves, but then all that we do and the way that we live, in the way we speak, in the decisions and the choices that we make in life, Jesus Christ should be the one that is receiving all glory.
Amen.
He is the head. And by Him, folks, all things consist. Now, it pleased God that Jesus should have the preeminence in all things. And I want you to know this afternoon, I don't care who it is, I don't care what office they're in, it doesn't matter how long they've been around, it doesn't matter the good deeds that come out of somebody. If ever you find that Christ is not receiving preeminence in what is going on, God is not blessing that thing. And keep in mind, the devil works miracles. Miracles do not indicate to us where God is working.
Amen.
Where Christ is not receiving the preeminence in the fullness of glory, God will not put His stamp of approval on that thing.
Amen.
The scripture in Isaiah says, "I am the Lord." He said, "That is my name, and my glory will I not give to another."
Amen.
Folks, God will not allow His fullness of glory to rest upon an individual, an organization of man, or a congregation where Jesus Christ is not receiving the preeminence.
Yes.
Because in Him doth all glory dwell.
Yes.
He is the head of the body.
Yes.
The head of the church is Jesus Christ, folks. This is nothing new. This is old.
Amen.
This is the old gospel, folks. But the head of the church of God, the head of Christ's body, is Jesus Christ. The headquarters is not here in Pacoima. It's not in Guthrie. Isn't that wonderful? I'm so thankful for that today, that the headquarters of God's church is in heaven with Jesus Christ, because He is our head. It rests not in some commission of man. The head is not rest with some group of ministers somewhere, but the head of the body is Jesus Christ, in Him only.
Amen.
And I'm thankful for that today.
Amen.
I want to understand the head then.
Yes.
You see, I'm not just interested in the doctrine of this thing. I want to know the practicality of it today.
Yes.
And if Jesus Christ is the head of the body, is the body of Christ? It's the church. Every individual that is living free from sin is in the body of Christ. And our text is in 1 Corinthians in the 12th chapter, in the 27th verse. The scripture says, ye are the body of Christ. And I want to speak to you this afternoon in the fear of the Lord, telling you that you are the body of Christ if you are living free from sin. You are the body of Christ. But the head of the body is Christ. And so then, if I want to be a body that is well and not sick, I need to know what the head wants me to do.
Yeah.
I think about those that have palsy. You know, there are people that have conditions in their body that their body is doing something different than what the head is trying to communicate to them.
Yeah.
That body is not well. I do not want to have a sick spiritual body today. Individually, I don't. And as a congregation here, and as a body of people, I don't want us to be sick. God does not want us to be a sick people. He wants us to be well. He wants us to be able to communicate His will to the body. But there are many times people, they begin to jerk, and maybe they begin to move in ways and do things, and their head is not telling them to do that. But because the communication, the nerves are messed up, the body does not respond to the head.
Yeah.
Do you know that has been a condition of many people down through the ages?
Yeah.
The communication line has been hindered between the head and the body.
Yeah.
We don't always have to blame sectism out there for it either, do we?
Amen.
We can look at it right where we live. Folks, there have been times that the body has not understood the will of God. There have been times that individuals meaning well with good intentions did not understand the will of God.
Amen.
So then, if Christ, as the Scripture says, is the head of the body, He is the one that is to be giving us direction. Should not we understand who the head is and what He's about?
Yeah.
It's kind of like a company. The way the CEO thinks about something, the direction he wants to go, so goes the company.
Yeah.
And so goes the church. If we will listen to God, when Jesus Christ is our head, we need to be going in the direction that He's going this afternoon. But if we ever begin to go another direction with our ideas and our thoughts in our ways, and we can begin to establish our headquarters and establish our little group, someone over here, well, what do they say? They have the preeminence. What Brother so-and-so says goes. Folks, something's wrong with that. Jesus is the head of the body. So then let's give some consideration to Jesus this afternoon. Who was He? What was He like? Because as we begin to understand Jesus, we can know what His will is for the body.
Yeah.
As we understand what Christ did.
Yeah.
In Acts, in the 10th chapter, Acts chapter 10, in the 36th verse, the Scripture says, the word which God sent in the children of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ, He is Lord of all. That was almost kind of an addition, but it was almost like He's wanting to be sure He's speaking of Jesus Christ. And just on the side, remember this, He is Lord of all.
Yeah.
He is the head of the preeminence. He's the head of the body. And it said, that word I say unto ye know, which was published throughout all Judea, and began from Galilee, after the baptism which John preached. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. When I think about Jesus, I think of someone who went about doing good. Are you the body this afternoon? Some people go about doing good and some people going about causing trouble wherever they go. The body of Christ, if they are allowing Christ to be their head, folks, we too, individually and collectively, will be going about doing good. Do you know that was the ministry of Jesus? Yes, He came and He died on the cross, but you began to look at the life of Jesus, and His life was full of doing good. When you think about the things that Jesus did, what comes to your mind? I'll tell you what I think of. Scripture says that Jesus was a friend to sinners.
Amen.
You are the body of Christ. You know, there ought to be some weight There ought to be some understanding this afternoon when I realized, when I gave my heart to God, that now, you see, Jesus is not here in the flesh anymore. He has gone up and He is there on the throne of God beside God the Father, and understand that He has left us, those that love Him. You are to be the body of Christ.
Yeah.
You are to be the hands and the feet and the mouth of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Jesus was a friend to sinners. Do you know that Jesus was ridiculed for that? And His name was cast out as evil because He was a friend to sinners. When others said, if you knew what manner of woman this was, remember the adulterous woman? Remember the woman that came and washed Jesus' feet? And they said, if He knew what manner of woman she was, He wouldn't have anything to do with her. No, my Lord, who is the head of the body, was a friend to sinners. At the expense of His reputation, at the expense of popular religious opinion of the time, Jesus was a friend to the sinner. Jesus, the one who had... This is the head of the church I'm talking about. This is the head of the church. He had mercy on the adulteress. When the religious people wanted to stone her, what did Jesus say? He said, neither do I condemn thee, but go and sin no more. Folks, the Lord did not approve of what that woman had done, but He did not come to condemn. He came to bring salvation to her. And when there are times in this life when there may be those around about you who are wanting to bring down condemnation, I want you to remember this. You are the body of Christ.
Yeah.
What would Jesus do? That's said so much in the world today, I think it's losing its import. What would the head of the body do if he were here in this situation? And you know, a lot of times we don't have to speculate about what he would do. We can just turn to the Word of God and see what he did.
Yeah.
He was a friend to sinners. He had mercy on the adulterers. Jesus. Remember the young rich ruler came to him? He was a good man. He had a lot to offer to God. You realize that young man, the Lord could have used him in a mighty way. But yet Jesus said, you need to go and sell all that you have. And that man went away sorrowfully. When he turned his back, Jesus did not call out after him and say, come back. Oh, you can keep your goods, but I know you have a lot to offer. Jesus did not compromise truth. Jesus did not let down on the purity of the Word of God to have a greater following, dear ones.
Amen.
This is the head of the body. In the world in which we live today, where truth is being compromised so that people will feel more comfortable and they can feel warm and cozy in saying, I'm a Christian. The head of the body did not compromise truth, but he said, this is the way. He presented in love to that man the way to live, and the man turned his back. But Christ did not let down on the purity of the Word of God. Folks, you are the body of Christ. You are the body. It is our job. It is necessary today that we act as Christ would act. That we live like He lived. Lord, help us never to be guilty of letting down on truth, because that person has a lot to offer. And if we could just be quiet now and don't teach that anymore, then there will be more that come that are comfortable in our midst. Dear ones, it's not our judgment, but the Word of God does bring the judgment. And if we ever get silent on it, we will be guilty of compromising and diluting the purity of the Word of God.
Yeah.
But right with it, be a friend to the sinner.
Yes.
Love them, show them kindness, show them the way to go.
Yeah.
Jesus, the multitudes following, they got hungry. That was a physical need. And Jesus said, let's not send them away, lest they faint by the way. Do you know the head of the body, Jesus, He ministered to the physical needs of people? There have been times I've had a little struggle thinking, well, our primary purpose is to minister the gospel. For all of us, it is. To take the gospel. But did not Jesus not only teach us, but set us an example?
Amen.
Of good works? Those that are hungry, feed them. This is the will of God, folks. Sometimes people say, well, I need to pray about what God's will is. Folks, you are the body. If you know what the will of God is, the prayer should be for us to submit to do it.
Yeah.
Too many, we don't have to go into the store and say, Lord, is it okay if I steal this? Because we already know the Bible teaches us not to steal. You might have to pray, Lord, help me to resist the temptation. But there are some proactive things that the Word of God teaches us that too many people are spending too much time praying about when you need to go out and do what the Bible says to do. You see, we can pray about, well, you know, it doesn't make sense to say, well, Lord, is it okay if I steal it? Of course not. The Word of God says don't do it. There are some things the Bible says as the body of Christ to do.
Yes.
Folks, we need to be doing what the Lord has told us to do as the body of Christ this afternoon. Jesus, when the leper came to Him, the man who was unclean and defiled, you remember what Jesus did? He said He stretched out His hand and He touched the leper. And you know what that made Jesus according to the law? It made Him unclean. I can just see Peter jumping up and down. Lord, don't touch him. Don't touch him, Jesus. You're going to be unclean too. But folks, when He reached out, He brought healing to that leper. Do you know that in our circles, sometimes there will be those that everybody is saying, don't touch him, because you will be unclean too. And I have to say, Lord, what would you do? What did you do when you walk this earth? You know, if you don't have the power of God and you touch that which is unclean, you too will be defiled. But when you have through the unction of God and the power of the Spirit of the Lord, the body of Christ should be reaching out and touching some lepers that everybody else is saying, I don't want anything to do with them. Our job as the body of Christ is to reach out and minister to them.
Amen.
That's the head of the body. Jesus took time and talked with the religious professors of the time, the Nicodemuses. He took time because He saw an honest heart. Here was someone that maybe does not have a fullness of understanding, but I see some sincerity here. Do you know there is a place for honest questions to be asked? And there is times that people say, why are you asking that question? You're just rebellious. Some questions do come from rebellion, but folks, let's be careful against categorizing this afternoon, because there are a lot of people, and I think especially sometimes the young people today, who have some sincere, honest questions that are wanting some God-given biblical answers, and it is time, what is the body going to do? Are we going to cut them off and say you're rebellious? Or when we see some sincerity there and some honesty, will we sit down and take the time to love and to talk to and to share their burdens and to pray with them and to study the Scripture with them? What are we going to do as the body this afternoon? What did Jesus do? Jesus sacrificed and gave Himself. I think about the times that Jesus got so tired physically. And He wanted to go away and be by Himself. And there was still a need somewhere. And He stayed and He ministered. You know, I believe that all of you that God has given a job to do, there have been times I can say for myself, I wanted to turn and leave and just have some time. Say, I'm going to lay it down for right now. Folks, Jesus sacrificed when He was tired and when He was weary. He gave Himself for others. That's the example that Jesus left for us to follow. Jesus was a servant to all. Jesus was an example of what it meant to truly be a minister. Do you know ministry is about being a servant? Do you know that many people have lost sight of that? To be a minister is not a position to be sought after to gain recognition by the people. If I can be a minister, then people will see me a little bit differently. Folks, to be a servant is nothing glamorous today. To be a servant, if you're there serving somebody, it's nothing to be exalted. It's a lowly place. And so it is to the true ministers of the gospel in this day and age. Folks, a true minister is one who will be a servant to the people. That is what it is. And in Nigeria, in a certain congregation that's they're trying to find their way, and there are some of the ministers there that aren't even saved, and they were concerned. We had some Bible studies with them on what it meant to be a minister, and some of them were concerned because they didn't like the thought of servitude. What if somebody takes advantage of me and the people take advantage? Folks, Jesus was taken advantage of. To be a true minister is to be a servant. And may I say this afternoon that true ministers of the Lord today are going to be an humble men and women of God. They're not going to be seeking their own way. They're not going to be seeking to be recognized. They're not going to be seeking to have my voice heard. But it is those that are serving the people in humility. That is a minister, and that is the ministry that Jesus Christ came and left for us. That was the head of the body, folks. Can we do less than that today? Why is it so many times the devil comes along and tries to cause people to think, well, don't you know what my position is? You better listen to me because of who I am. Well, who are you anyway? Oh, Lord, help us to be humble servants of Jesus Christ, where He is our head and we're merely living the life that Jesus set before us. I don't want to be acting differently than what my head is telling me to act. But you know, there have been times that God has been grieved. And it's not for us to look around and say, well, I hope brother so-and-so is getting it. Or I hope she's realizing this. No, folks, my challenge, I have a big challenge with myself. Lord, help me. Lord, help me to live in such a way that You want me to live. Help me, Lord, to walk humbly before You, doing the work that You gave me to do. Folks, Brother Austin used to say frequently, he said, if you will please God, you will please everybody that deserves to be pleased. There are some times in the body, there are some times in the congregation where there will be people that will be a thorn in your flesh because they don't like what you're doing. They don't like the stand that you're taking. They don't like how you're living. First of all, folks, you be sure that the way you're living is in accordance to the Word of God. Be sure that you have a spirit of humility. And then at that point, if somebody doesn't like it, just know that God is looking down and He's pleased with your life. And go on and please the Lord, folks. Because there are times that we are going to face opposition, and the devil likes the opposition to be those that are close to home. You see, when we face opposition from the sinners out in the world, we think it's easy for sometimes people to say, well, I'm just being persecuted for Christ's sake. But when the persecution comes from within the congregation, it gets a little bit closer, doesn't it? How's your spirit then? One of humility? One of love, one of long-suffering, one of meekness, one of, I love you, brother, and continue to live, not compromising truth, not letting down, not adding to, but just living the life that Jesus showed us to live. Lord, help us this afternoon. In Philippians, in the second chapter, Philippians chapter 2 in the 5th verse, the Scripture says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. You see, Christ is the head of the body. You are the body of Christ today. And I want to leave you with this challenge. If you are not acting like the body of Christ, who is? If you're not fulfilling your job as the body of Christ, who is going to do it? Folks, we have a responsibility this afternoon. We are the body of Christ. And so now the Scripture says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. He said, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but He made Himself of no reputation, and took upon Him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. Are you willing this afternoon to make yourself of no reputation? Folks, I don't care if it's a good deed or not. If you are doing anything for the purpose of gaining recognition or having your name, people kind of lifting you up because of who you are and what you're doing, there's something wrong in your spirit. There's something wrong. Let this mind be in you. How can we even begin to compare ourselves, folks, to the Son of God? if there was anybody worthy to be exalted and lifted up, it was Jesus. But Christ Himself was not seeking preeminence. Christ Himself was not seeking to be recognized in and of Himself. But He took upon Him the form of a servant. And the Scripture says, let this mind be in you. Do you have the mind of Christ this afternoon? That mind of humility, of true service? This is the will of God. You know that men's wisdom is not always Christ.
Amen.
Let this mind be in you which was in Christ Jesus. What kind of a mind did He have, folks? What did He do? I went through just a few things that He did and what He did in this life when He walked this earth. Folks, that is what the Lord is calling for us. And there are some times that having the mind of Christ is not popular. Not popular by good intentioned people sometimes. Don't touch the leper. Don't be a friend to the sinner. Don't go out with the gospel. Folks, Jesus said, this is your job. He said, you're the body, go do it. Do it with the right spirit. Do it with humility. But folks, let's do it by the grace of God. Knowing this, that the Lord... men's wisdom is not always Christ. And that means then that it is going to be the expense of sometimes of our reputation. And you know, it's easier to say that from up here than it is to live it. When the Lord began to talk to me about some of these things, the Lord started to really deal with me. It's the doctrine, folks, is a lot easier than the practice is. It's easier to teach the doctrine. Isn't it easy? We can all get up and talk about love. But when it comes to it, it's a little bit more difficult, isn't it? The doctrine of forgiveness. The doctrine of love. To realize that there are going to be some places and times in life that Christ has revealed Himself. And it is in accordance to the Word of God and popular religious opinion. And again, let's not just talk out there. It may be good intentioned people right here may think, don't touch the leper. And your reputation is going to be tarnished if you reach out in love. What are we going to do then? Folks, we need to be more willing and more ready to do the will of Christ than we are guarding our own reputation. Because remember, if we will do and have the mind of Christ, it's going to be proven in the end. People will eventually recognize it. They may not see it right now. But if they see the Spirit of Christ in you, in humility, in the long-suffering, and you're still having the mind of Christ reaching out, doing what God wants you to do, do you know that it will convince the gainsayers in the end? Because God's blessing is going to be on your life.
Praise the Lord.
But when we have the mind of Christ, the fruit of the Spirit is going to be coming out.
Yes.
And anything that is contrary to that fruit is not the mind of Christ. Paul said in Galatians in the 2nd chapter, in the 20th verse, he said, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, not yet, not I, but Christ liveth in me. He said, the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself for me. Folks, if Christ is living within us, shouldn't we be living as He lived?
Amen.
Having the attitudes that He had, because, see, He is the head of the body today. And as a body, I want to be faithful to fulfill the function of the head. As a body this afternoon, you know that we could... Let me ask us this. And I don't want to say, are we? I'm going to say, are you? The body of Christ in doctrine or in practice? Or both? You know, it's a lot easier to have the doctrine, folks. But if the doctrine is not working effectually, there's sickness somewhere in the body. As a body, if we are not reaching out with that committed burden for the loss that Jesus had, the body has an illness, folks. We need to get in tune with our head and allow Him to be able to communicate to us what He would have us to do. The greatest measure of Christ, and really it was mentioned this morning, someone mentioned it, so many words, but the greatest measure of Christ were not in His words themselves. It was in the work that He did. And you know, this is the way this afternoon that we can begin to truly be a light to the world. It's more than the doctrine that we say we believe. It's important because it is the right, true doctrine of the Word of God that will show us the way to live. But if we have the doctrine and aren't living it, something's wrong. Something's wrong. When you get in a place where people aren't treating you, what kind of spirit do you have? When people aren't treating you right, when people aren't respecting you like you think they ought to, why do you think you deserve respect? Is it that spirit of servitude that makes you think that? No, it's a spirit of pride, isn't it? It's a spirit of carnality. It's a spirit that's unlike Christ. Have put on the mind of Christ. You see, you are my body. You are my body. Faith without works is what? It's dead, isn't it? Faith without works. Folks, I not only want to have the faith this afternoon, I want to have the works. I want to have the works of our head today. I want to have the works that go beyond what the council or what the group of ministers or what somebody said over here. I want to get in tune with the head of the church. I want to allow the Spirit of God to talk to me and deal with me and reveal His mind to me that I could say too, as Jesus said on earth, I am, let me be about, know you not that I am about my Father's business? Do you not know that God has some business for us to do this afternoon? It is to fulfill the function of the body. The body, folks, when a body has more than one head, it's going to get mixed signals. When you start getting mixed signals, folks, something is wrong. When you start getting mixed signals, it's for time to realize that God is not the author of confusion, folks. He's not the author of confusion. You can know right off that where there is confusion, the devil's at work. But the Lord deals in a clear and a plain way. And if you don't know what God wants you to do, keep doing what you're doing, being faithful. God reveals Himself to you. But if God has shown you, and again, I said there are some things in the Word of God He told us to do, we don't need to go pray and say, Lord, do you want me to obey it? He already said to go do it. We need to be up and doing our Father's business.
Amen.
A body that is functioning properly. Faith without works is dead. That scripture in James there, the second chapter, talks about if you see your brother in need, we could say, be warmed and filled. And oh, how easy it is to say, oh, I'm praying for you. See you next year. We go on our way. Faith without works is dead. When you see a need and the Lord has shown us what to do, let our faith be put into practice by the deeds and the works that come out of our life. Remember the judgment scene that Jesus, the little picture that Jesus painted for us in the 25th chapter of Matthew? At the judgment seat, and He separated the sheep from the goats, and to those on the left hand, He said, I was in prison. And He said, you didn't visit me. Folks, if you want to talk about practical Christianity, turn to the 25th chapter of Matthew. It's one thing for us to come together within our four walls, and we should, folks. But the purpose of coming together should be to encourage one another that we would be renewed in our spirit to give us a greater power and light to go out to take that to the world. If this just becomes a refuge, the body is not well. The body is to be going out with the gospel. And folks, if you take exception to this, I encourage you, just take that exception to the Lord, because this is the Word of the Lord. The judgment that Jesus gave us a picture of. He said, I was in prison. And He said, you didn't come and visit me. He said, I was hungry. And He said, you didn't feed me. And I was sick, and you didn't come and visit me and pray for me. I was naked, and you didn't clothe me. Folks, those are very practical things. Very practical things. But on the other hand, those that made it into heaven, it was the body that were doing those things. The body that had the work behind the doctrine. The body that had the work behind the faith. The body that was out doing the will of their head. Jesus Christ. And Jesus said, as ye have done it unto the least of these, my brethren, so ye have done it unto me. Christ is our head this afternoon.
Praise the Lord.
You know, there are a lot of people that need somebody to minister to them. You know, there are a lot of people that are very lonely today. You know, sometimes they're sitting right in our congregations. People that need to be ministered to physically, emotionally, spiritually. And you know, that takes time. And it takes effort. It takes sacrifice. Do you know that's what Jesus was all about? This is our job as the body. There might be some phone calls that need to be made. There may need to be some people that the Lord wants you to visit, wants you to help. But folks, let's not neglect the work of the body. Let's not neglect it. But realize it is an important work that the Lord has called us to. The Scripture says, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." You see, it is through our works this afternoon that God is going to be glorified. Through our works means what I do. It means the attitude that I have. It means the spirit that I exhibit. Folks, that is what the world is seeing. Christ will not give His glory to another. And if we are not doing the work of our head, the body is sick.
Yeah.
And it's not for me to start saying, "Well, you're sick and they're sick." But Lord, help me not to be sick.
Yeah.
You, individually, if you have an experience with God this afternoon, you are the body of Christ.
Yeah.
Let's listen to our head, dear ones, and be about His business.
Yeah.
Know the song that says, "Oh, to be His hand extended." It says, "Let me touch Him, let me touch Jesus. Reaching out to the oppressed." Do you know that when we touch Jesus, that's going to bring about a desire in our life to reach out and touch somebody else. You are the body of Christ. Lord, help us to understand our head, know how Christ lived, and know this is the will of God in your life. Amen.
Amen.